Blurp.
Blurp!
That is the noise my computer makes when I hit record. It goes blurp.
Well, then we are recording another episode of Room Full of Nerd Stuff.
The room, there's so much nerd stuff. What's the first nerd-related item to your left?
To my left?
Yes.
Probably my Dungeons & Dragons handbooks.
That's pretty nerdy.
Yup.
I have a Doctor Who sonic screwdriver.
There you go.
There you go. Nerd cred.
My books
nerd
don't make
cred.
Noise.
They do. They go when you flip them real fast.
I could slap on them.
Slap on them. Hey, Mike, you know what this is?
What?
Great radio.
It is.
Welcome to Room Full of Nerd Stuff number 2.
Books and toys and things that you can't see.
Books and toys. Welcome to Room Full of Nerd Stuff indeed.
So you want to tell me more about, like, X-Men continuity?
No, I feel bad enough as it is right now. I don't need an aneurysm.
What's the matter?
I'm tired and I'm hot. And I've been, like, super busy because I'm in the middle of changing jobs. So I'm finishing out my 2-week notice at one job and training at a second job. And today I have not really a toothache so much as it's a tooth.
That's nice. I am also tired, but that's because I have been running around everywhere for the past week.
Have you been trick-or-treating?
No, but my friend came up from Australia, Emma.
Oh, yes, Emma, yes.
And so we've been kind of showing her around and doing, because they don't have Halloween in Australia, so the fact that she's here for this is like, this was her first,
right.
Her first Halloween ever. So we did the...
And you were like, oh!
Oh, yeah, we did the pumpkin patch thing, and then the carving thing, and then, what else? Oh, she came by the house when we were doing the pumpkin carving, and, trick-or-treaters started to arrive, so we let her give them candy, and so she got, like, the whole Halloween experience.
And then when it was over, did you look at her and say, and this holiday won't exist next year because Christmas?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, enjoy it now, because it's not going to be here.
Like, I walked into Target today, and the Halloween stuff is just gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, it's, like, if you need last-minute Halloween stuff, fuck you.
Jack Skellington was so ahead of his time.
I know. I blame Tim Burton.
Like, if he could only have waited, like, another 25 years, Christmas and Halloween would have merged just as he wanted.
Oh, I mean, it's poor Thanksgiving.
That. You mean food eating?
Exactly.
It's not even a holiday anymore.
Nobody cares about food eating the holiday.
And no one fucking celebrates it correctly anymore because everyone's worried about obesity and shit. Obesity and diabetes. No, oh shit, I can't eat that. I'll get fucking blood death.
Let me get a tofu turkey.
Yeah, fucking.
Fuck you. When my family does turkey and ham and green bean casserole and sweet potato souffle and those little sunbeam rolls that you bake in the oven because we're too lazy to make our own bread because you are obese from eating all the turkey and sweet potato souffle and green bean casserole. Or at least we used to now that me and my sister have moved out. My mom's like, nah, I might cook.
There was one year where my mom made salmon.
I'm so sorry.
And I made a turkey sandwich. Like, you can enjoy your fish, but I signed up for turkey on Thanksgiving, and even if it's just, like, sliced turkey deli meat,
right?
I'm gonna fucking eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Yeah, we had words that year.
I didn't realize your mom hated Thanksgiving so much.
That was only one year. She has never done it again.
Lesson learned. Mm-hmm. Salmon can be a very good fish when it's prepared right, but it's not a Thanksgiving fish.
No, it's not a holiday fish. I don't think of any holiday fish.
There's got to be like a holiday fish of some kind.
I'm sure that in some cultures there is a fish that they eat for a certain holiday, but for good old-fashioned American holidays, there is no fish.
Holiday where you eat fish. Holiday where you eat fish while pregnant. What a specific holiday, Google.
Is there, like, fish pregnancy day and only
Oh, yeah.
Only if you're pregnant
yeah.
on that day can you eat fish?
Sorry, I forgot Rosh Hashanah. I forgot that fish is kosher, so... our Jewish listeners, I apologize profusely.
I don't.
Mike's like, now fuck that.
Why don't you learn how to eat turkey like real Americans? I'm okay with the ham. I'm not big on ham, so you can keep that, but
yeah, I've not been big on ham ever since I accidentally watched the House pilot. I'm like, that shit's in the what? Oh no.
What is that?
I'm sorry. Tapeworms in my ham? I'll stick to turkey. Oh, pork. What a fucked up meat you are.
It really is. It's like, how did anyone decide that that was a good thing to eat?
But at the same time, I mean, bacon.
It does give us bacon, but it is also, it's kind of a little less dangerous, but almost like eating pufferfish.
Right.
It's like, you gotta cook it right and only the certain bits, or you will die.
No, actually, that is not the case with pork anymore.
Pig is a land pufferfish.
Pork is actually not considered as deadly anymore, to the point where you can't actually consume, like, mid-well-cooked pork now, because the, you know, tapeworms and parasites and shit aren't so much a concern anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I'm still not doing it, but, you know... I'm not like, well, give me a big old honking slab of mid-rare pork chop.
Well, I guess, like, tapeworm, it really doesn't do anything but just live in your belly.
Yeah, and with medicine today, it doesn't really do anything to you. I mean, you catch it, and they give you something, and you poop it out. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I've never had a tapeworm. As many, like, going back to the last episode, as many bowel problems as I've had, I've never had tapeworm.
Long-time listeners of Room Full of Nerd Stuff, hi Tarf, will remember that Mike has problems pooping.
Long-time listeners. If you listened to last week...
Mike has irritable artist poop.
Yes. Yes. Who was that? That was Erica Mullen. That was...
Or was that...
Like, right after I came back from the doctor and found all that out, she put it on Twitter. What is it with artists and IBS?
There's your answer.
I think it's just a byproduct of just the anxiety that comes with being a creative person.
Yeah.
And so we're always stressed out about something anyway, and we never sleep, so we can't really work that off anyway. So it's just, that's why. But yeah.
Because right now what's going on with me, and I think this is why my tooth is bugging me, because it always bugs me when I get like this. I've slept like 2 hours in the past 2 days.
Mm.
Like, we're going to record this. Me and you will shoot the shit for a little bit while I edit it, and I'm going to upload it, and then this futon is turning into a bed, and I will see the world at 2 in the afternoon. This will be perhaps one of the least energetic podcasts. Nah, we've done way less energetic podcasts. I'm waiting for the day we do a podcast when me and you are both, like, near death with allergy season or something.
Didn't we already do that one? Didn't we already do an episode where it was pretty much just an hour of us going, oh.
I think we came close. But, you know.
But, yeah, I have been more active this week than I have been in a very long time.
Yeah, me too. Working two jobs sucks.
It does. That does suck.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I feel bitchy about it, being like, yeah, I'm tired doing all this fun stuff, like running around Portland and going to the zoo and...
I'm like,
Patch, and you're like, I've worked like a fucking dog all week.
I'm so tired. I've been working two jobs. What were you doing, Mike? Oh, pumpkin patch.
Yeah, I do a corn maze.
Yeah. Oh. You're a whore.
Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to a giant bookstore to roam around, because that's what we do.
Tomorrow I'm going to work.
Yeah. It's a tough life we have.
And I am now 3 hours into NaNoWriMo 2013.
Oh, yeah. I guess... I'm 12 minutes into that, and I haven't written anything. I don't know if I'm even going to do it this year. I thought about it, but that's pretty much where the extent of my NaNoWriMo experience is that it's like, I should do that! What's on TV?
I could write a book. Ooh, Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that...
SVU Marathon! Ooh!
I've participated since 2009. The only year I won was 2009, largely because I was unemployed. but every year since then, I've also had, like, just a skeleton idea, and by, like, day three, I'm like, got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Which you may remember is kind of a running issue with me. You may or may not remember a strip of Weak Sauce I wrote that ended with just, like, the characters talking to the camera and then me sitting at a table with a giant block on it.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
And you were like, this sucks. And in retrospect, good call. there were a lot of decisions I may not agree with on that one. But that one, good call.
I also just remember you fighting for that, being like, "I have nothing."
I think I turned in something like even more half-assed than that.
I don't remember. I do remember you fighting for that one because I was like, "Dude, come on, at least do something." It's not just you're sitting at a block, for Christ's sake.
But yeah. So I'm hoping because the new job I work kind of lighter hours.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to my previous job. So I'm hoping I can pull it off this year, and the idea I've had is one that I've tossed around in my head for a while now. But where the story was going was, I don't know how I pulled off that win in 2009, because I was unemployed, and I had cable for one of the few times where I had cable, and I'm like, you know, 9 a.m., I'm going to just, like, sit and work on my novel all day. This is going to be awesome. Oh, SVU's on. I watched the beginning of this episode. And like 12 hours later, I'm just watching SVU.
And you still managed to finish.
I finished. I started 3 days late. I took a week off in the middle, and I finished 5 days early.
How?
I don't know.
What magical fairy did you conjure up to do that?
You've got to figure it out like this. In order to win, writing the bare minimum, you only have to write like... It's less than 1,400 words a day.
Right.
But if you're, like, in the middle of, like, 1,400 words, you can knock out in 30 minutes.
Right.
It's easy. So when you hit a point where you know what's going on,
if you know what you're doing.
So when you hit a point where you know what's going on, and you've just got, like, a stretch of story, dude, I mean, I was knocking out, like, 4,000 or 5,000 words a day at one point. When I took that week off, I was literally, like, 10,000 words ahead of the curve. I was like, I can take some time off of this. And then I took a week off and went, oh, God, I'm behind now. And I, like...
Then you still banged it out.
Still banged it out. And it's a lot harder when you're employed. And then, you know, you have to edit it. I've been editing that novel since 2009 because, you know, as we've discussed, once you actually start, like, trying to take yourself seriously, that's when you open yourself up to criticism. Mm-hmm. And that's when we go, oh.
Like, oh, people are going to read this? Like, other people that are not just me?
You mean my mom's not going to just read this and be like, oh, you're great, and then give me a cookie?
That's a bad thing.
I don't know that I would let my mom read my novel.
No, I try to discourage my parents from reading anything that I create.
I never told my parents about Weak Sauce. Never. Never. I wasn't Facebook friends with them at the time. I never. Well, Chris, why wouldn't you want to tell your mom about that gem of a comic where the Australian guy fucks a princess and... Never.
Never.
Never. Well, Chris, we liked yours all right, but we were looking at some of the other stuff on the website. What's an ultra penis sword? Nothing, Mom.
Still not going to let that motherfucker die, are you?
No, but only because I know how much it bugs you and because I think it was kind of awesome. It made me giggle.
So not awesome. It's so bad.
I'm going to commission to have that figure made one day. Limited edition. Ultra Penis Zord, available at the ARG store. Or, I'm sorry, the Room Full of Nerds store, available at the Irfan store.
I'm going to call up Bandai, have them do a limited edition.
That'll be easy. I mean, they don't speak English. I'll just be like, cannon! It's a cannon! It's a snake cannon. It's very important that it's purple.
It was flesh-colored.
It was flesh-colored.
Get it right if you're going to do it, for God's sakes.
Gonna mock my earlier work, get it right.
So I've got nothing else to talk about, except I've been running around all week.
I'm trying to remember if there's anything relevant in terms of news-related items. The guy that directed Mortal Kombat Legacy, that was slated to direct the Mortal Kombat live-action film reboot, has left the project.
What?
Yeah, he was like, eh, I'm done.
I did my Mortal Kombat. I got my fix. But there's
more Legacy
to do.
Well, I mean, he was doing, like, the not-related-to-Legacy movie.
Right.
Maybe he also could not find, you know, an Asian actor under 40. He was just like, nope, out.
Like I said, Harold for Liu Kang, and the kid from Walking Dead as Kung Lao.
Carl is Kung Lao?
Not Carl, Glenn.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Asian one?
I was going to say, I know the hat is a little ridiculous, but...
Of all the characters that you pick, anyone who's not Asian, there's Kung one Lao Asian wears... character in the show.
Kung Lao wears a hat? I was imagining Lori playing Sonya Blade. She spends the entire movie running around yelling, Kung Lao, have you seen Kung Lao? Where's Kung Lao?
Kung Lao? Is he in the house? He's not in the house. Where'd he go? He went and just shot Goro in the face.
Liu Kang's like, come on, Goro. Not like this. This is a murder. I don't know why Liu Kang is Rick and Goro is Shane in this analogy. It makes, like, the least amount of sense imaginable.
The dude that played Shane kind of looks like Goro. You slapped an extra set of arms on him, he could be Goro.
I did, I am like halfway through season 3 of The Walking Dead, finally.
Yeah, everyone's catching up on that now, which I'm happy for, because I really enjoyed season 4 so far, even though we're only like 3 episodes in.
And season 3, for what it's worth, I find the last half of season 2 was way better than the first, like, everything in the series. Which, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, my issue with The Walking Dead was that, and it was very prevalent, the issue, if you watch it, like, all back-to-back-to-back, it's a loud, scary, shocking thing. Whisper for 40 minutes. Loud, scary, shocking cliffhanger.
But really, the best way to watch it, and it's sad that this is the way to do it, is, like, in chunks.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, like...
Sit down, watch 4 or 5 episodes in a row.
Like, I watched up to, the governor is just lost his eye. Michonne is passed out. And what was the last thing? Oh, the last thing I saw was Daryl and Merle in the pit being forced to fight.
Right.
Like, that was where I left off. And I was like, I will pick up on this tomorrow. And that was a week ago. So.
But no, I really enjoyed season 3.
Yeah, all of the things went off. I love the governor. David Morrissey, great casting.
Even though completely different from... I mean, everything is completely different from the comic, but it's like, when I first saw the governor in the comic, I was like, how are they going to make this character on TV? And they went a completely different direction, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But it was like that, when I saw, like, this guy cast as it, it's like, no, he's like a scraggly-haired Mexican. He's not this, like, clean-cut white guy.
Right? I'm glad they're willing to go a different direction. I don't think you could take The Walking Dead and adapt it to TV. I know you couldn't adapt it to TV. I don't know if you've read the comic, but it's...
Oh, yeah, I'm all the way through the comic. I just got the new issue yesterday.
It's one of those comics I still read when it comes out, but I've stopped caring about it a long time ago. Because I just kind of got over Robert Kirkman's philosophy of, oh, God, is it getting boring? I'd better kill somebody immediately.
Eh. I stopped caring about midway through their most recent story arc when I realized that it was just the prison again on a larger scale.
Yeah. Well, I had stopped caring for a long time, but I didn't realize it until I picked up issue 100 where they killed... Spoilers! Yeah. Spoilers for a 2-year-old comic where they killed Glenn. And I was like, oh my God, I feel nothing.
You know, that comic actually almost made me stop buying the comic.
Exactly. It just seemed it was a little over the top, even for The Walking Dead.
It did. It's like, I was just, like, I knew something happened, because everyone was like, oh, shit, Walking Dead 100. Like, I'm not going to say nothing, but damn. And so I finally got it, and then I read it, and it's like, did we really need 6 pages of Glenn getting his brains beat in?
And then that giant double-page spread with all that detail.
Yeah, with his eyes bugging out and gore everywhere, and for Christ's sake...
I get that it was supposed to be a big deal and that Glenn was one of the few characters to survive 100 issues for the most part. So I get what they were doing and they were trying to make it a big deal, but I think in trying to do that, they just basically turned it into gore porn.
Yeah.
Gorn. And I think that's my issue with this. Too often, Kirkman tries to create the air that he's creating an anyone-can-die level of suspense, which he did very well with Shane dying in the second issue. Mm-hmm. And he's unfortunately kind of moved away from, oh shit, anyone can die, to, oh god, look at all these guts.
Yeah.
Where
it went from, like, less of a character-driven story to more of just your average sort of zombie survival.
Exactly.
To where it's just guts and gore and zombies.
And you still get some cool things in it. I still think the reveal, like, 30 episodes in that the title of the comic doesn't refer to the zombies, it refers to the humans, was a really nice twist. Mm-hmm. But I think that's also, like, the last twist in the series I gave a shit about. And that was, like, issue 30. So, 100 issues of not giving a fuck. And yet, I still read it.
I mean, I still read it, and I still enjoy it, and I still... I haven't given up on it like you have.
Right. I'm not giving up on it, but at the same time, it's like, oh, Walking Dead, I'll read that, you know.
But it's like...
You know, that was good. Where's the new Batman?
Just every time that I read it, I'm kind of like, eh. I feel less fulfilled with each issue, I guess.
Yeah.
Where it's like the first one, I bought them in trades about, I was midway through the second season, and they were at that break, and I was like, shit, I need to get more of a fix. I'm going to start reading the comic. And so I just went and I bought like the first three trades all in one go, and I burnt through them in a day, and I was like, shit, I need more. So it's like I got all the trades, got caught up with the book, and it's like even when I was reading the trades, like towards the last couple that I was getting, I stopped. I wasn't as invested, and I feel that investment in the characters going down with each issue that I read.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because I really did enjoy those first few. And I still really enjoy the show. It's just, it's weird.
I do love like all the people I work with who love the show but have never read the comic.
Mm-hmm.
Say things to me like, you believe that what they did to Lori? And I'm like, let me tell you what they did in the comic.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a gore discretion shot? And, my God, she died right after she had that kid. Oh, yeah, in the comic she got shot from behind with a shotgun while she was holding the kid.
You know what happened to the kid? It got crushed under its dying mother.
Hope survives. Read comic books. What a dark fucking comic book that is.
It really is.
It's
Kirkman just needs to reel it in a little bit sometimes, I feel.
It's kind of at the point now where I think like the most interesting story he could tell would be the story about everything slowly returning to normal and no one can adapt.
Yeah. I guess that would be kind of cool.
Like, that's the last interesting story I could think of with The Walking Dead where Rick has to readjust.
Yeah. He's like some grizzled war vet. Like, no, Rick, you don't have to look over your shoulder, like, every second. No one's trying to kill you. There's no monsters trying to eat you and your son.
Yeah.
You can live your one-handed life, and Carl can try to survive with half his head blown off.
That was kind of a great, like, I will give you a few suspensions of disbelief, but that kid is dead. He was so lucky it missed, like, everything vital in his skull.
Yeah, it just blew out his eye. He missed his brain, and he can still hear out of that side of his head.
It's like a giant hole going through his skull, but it missed, like, everything vital. What?
Just a very lucky kid. Even though I think from some of the stuff that I'm seeing in the back, they're building up to some... thing happening in it. There's ads for some upcoming event in the comic, and I'm not quite sure what it is, but the logo for, like, the good guys looks to be Carl, but a skull.
Huh.
And I'm wondering if they're building up to him dying.
I don't know.
Because it's like a skull, but it's got that side of the face wrapped up, and it's got the cowboy hat on and all that. And it seems like they're building towards that. But I don't know. At this point, I honestly ask Kirkman to kill him in the most gruesome way imaginable.
I'm waiting for the day that he just kills Rick and goes, "Nah!" Because you know that's, like, on a list somewhere. Suddenly Rick dies.
Like, I know
Who are you going to follow now, bitches?
I know I said in the first issue that this was the story about Rick, but, we've had our fun with Rick. It's time for him to die.
I thought this was Rick's story. Well, Rick's story is over.
Now it's the story of Andrea.
I just realized I can't name, like, a single character other than Rick and Carl in that book anymore. Because, you know, like, every 30 issues, the entire cast is murdered and replaced.
It's like, right now, there's Rick, Michonne, Andrea, Carl, Maggie.
Boy, Andrea, they took her from the comic and put her in the TV series, and they were like, how do we change her characterization? Let's just make her a bitch.
I really disagree with that.
Really?
See... the thing that I had the most problem with like the fan reaction to the show is people saying, well, all the women are kind of being delegated to doing, quote, women's work. Well, all the guys go off and hunt and fight zombies and all this shit. And it's like, right. Andrea was them. she was the one trying to be like, just because we're women doesn't mean we can't be out there fighting zombies and shit. And that's what she was trying to do. She was trying to get out there and pull her weight with the guys. And then everyone was like, why is she always trying to shake shit up and being such a bitch? It's like, no, she's doing what you're telling the other women to fucking do. That pissed me off. And then my other argument with that was like, well, one guy's like a survivalist nut. The other two guys are cops. You want them to stay home and do the washing?
Did they ever get around to actually introducing Daryl in the comics?
No, and Kirkman says they're not going to.
I could have swore like 3 years ago he said he was going to.
They teased it with, like right around, or the lead up to issue 100, there was one guy holding a crossbow and everyone was like, Daryl, it's Daryl! But then, like, a couple issues later, I was reading the letter section in the back and they're like, that was bullshit, man, how do you tease Daryl and didn't deliver? And he's like, I never said I was going to put Daryl in the comic and I'm not ever actually planning to. Which, good. I mean, I like that the show is that different than the comic. And I love even more that Kirkman's writing the show, because that means that people can't bitch about, oh, they're trying to change this artist's vision and bullshit fucking nerds.
I just read this news article that Nintendo has suspended Swapnote on the 3DS.
Yeah, because kids were sending naughty pictures.
Oh my god, now they're gonna have to go do that on their computers.
We must stop this spread of pornography.
On the 3DS.
It's too bad that all these kids have internet connections.
These kids are fucking spoiled. Do you remember when we were their age and we were trying to look at porn?
Yeah.
3 minute 180p clip. Trying to fucking, like, let it load so you could just get to the tits. But it was always like 2 minutes of the trailer was the quote unquote setup. This is so-and-so. She lives here. Wow, you got a nice rack.
I didn't even have enough computer power to handle video.
You were just in paint, like, drawing boobs.
I had to handle, like, the 10-minute download of static images.
Did you have, like, a GIF animator and you would animate them all into GIFs and be like, yes?
I was not that advanced back then. I literally thought that I could make a web page in paint.
How did you ever make it, Mike? The answer is, we're not entirely sure he did.
Eventually, like, you know, reading and things came into play. And
page is bullshit.
Can't just, like, slap some images together and that's your website. There's, like, stuff you need to write behind the images to actually put them together. I see.
Got the code. There was a great thing I read last night. It was, like, a list of comments from clients, and it was, like, hey, why is it taking so long to make that web page? Well, you know, you gave me some notes, and all you gave me was a PowerPoint for how you want the website to look. What? No, the PowerPoint is the website. Well, I guess I could run it through a converter. What converter? What bullshit? I gave you the PowerPoint. Just put that PowerPoint up.
Just make it.
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint the internet.
PowerPoint.com. Make sure it's got that typewriter sound effect when you open a new page. Introducing the least visited website. So, Mike, have you bought WWE 2K14 yet?
No, and before we get to that, I wanted to talk about a client that I had.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Where I was at his office, we were discussing the website and all that.
And then he took off his pants.
Well, he was saying, like, okay, I want, like, a map thing on there that they can tell exactly where I am. I'm like, okay, I can do that, but your office is also your house. You might not want just anyone coming to your house. So I would suggest against that. He's like, okay, well, we won't do that, but I want it to be, like, the very top of Google when anyone types in landscaping. Well, I can't just make that happen. There's, like, stuff with Google, and, I mean, if you want to buy, like, a sponsorship with Google, then they'll put your website at the top. But just using, like, their actual search, I can't just put it on the top. It's like, well, why not? Why don't you just make it so that when they do the search, they just find my website? Because that's not exactly how Google works. And he was not understanding this.
I'm I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing web design since, like, 97. I'm still not entirely sure how Google works.
Yeah?
Like, it's some sort of, like, weird, archaic demon magic. I want to be on top of Google. Here are 75 versions I have sacrificed to you.
It's like, I've kind of done some research and stuff and understand it a little bit more than I did then, but at the same time, it's like I still don't get it, and I still know that you can't just make a website and say, hey, Google, this one is the best.
Google, this one, number one.
Yeah, and so he was really unhappy with me, and he went back to the guy that kind of put me in contact with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, Mike doesn't know what he's doing, so Dan, you make my website, and then... like, a year goes by, and I don't hear from anybody, and I really don't care, because this guy was a douche. And then I see Dan somewhere, I'm like, hey, Dan, how's it going? I can't even remember the guy's name. It's like, did he ever work with you on the website, or did you ever get that finished? He's like, fuck, Mike, I'm so sorry. Like, what's wrong? It's like, if I had known that he wanted something that was completely impossible, I would have never suggested that you do that. It's okay, Dan.
I almost once upon a time had a job designing a website for a gas company that my dad did some work with. And unfortunately, things fell apart when she was like, hey, cool, how much are you going to charge for this? And I went, And I think I just threw some, like, ridiculous number, and she just kind of laughed and was like, well, get back to me. I never did that website.
Yeah, quite a few stories like that.
I don't really. Most of my stories end with me going, I don't know how to do this, so I'm just going to stop responding to emails and hope the world ceases to exist.
Yeah, with that goddamn landscaping site, I had brought Fish in because he knew some, like, what was it? I don't even remember. Like, PHP or something that I couldn't grasp. And so I got him in there to help me with that, and... it's like, I put a shit ton of work in this website, and then he's like, well, just make the Google. And fuck.
Just Google number one.
Yeah.
No.
We can't do that. Also, his secretary was supposed to send me a bunch of pictures, and her and I sat down for like 3 hours and went through this giant archive of photos that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And picked out like 30 that we would put on the website. And she's like, okay, so I'll just put those all together, and I got your email address, and I'll send them to you. And a week goes by, I don't get anything. He calls me, hey, so anything on the website? And it's like, I'm waiting for your chick to send me the photos. He's like, oh, I fired that bitch. She was doing drugs on the job. I'm like, well, did she have the pictures, like, put in a folder somewhere? Fuck it, I don't know.
Good job.
Yeah, working with him was... I found out my dad went to high school with him, and he was a douche back then, too, so whatever. Anyway, WWE 2K14.
Get it yet, Mike?
I have not gotten it yet.
Me either.
So much for that.
You know why I haven't got it yet? Because I have 2K13.
You mean WWE 13?
Yeah, whatever. It wasn't 2K then.
See, every year this happens to me. I'm like, I'm not going to get next year's game. But then they do something that makes me want it.
Like put the Ultimate Warrior in it?
Well, this one, that actually is a big selling point for me.
Biker Taker.
I don't really care about Biker Taker. But it's like some of the legends that have never been in a game before,
mm-hmm.
I think are cool. Especially with the, like, the DLC packs that are coming out. I like the NWO pack. And then they got the Legends pack where you can play as San Martino.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be really cool.
But the real question is, will you ever be able to forgive Rowdy Roddy Piper for not being asked to be in the game?
I think so. They have a creator wrestler. I'm pretty sure that I can handle just making Roddy Piper again. There have been other games where I felt he should have been in it and wasn't, and I just made him, so whatever, I'll do it again.
Ironically, none of those games were WWE games.
Mm. Yeah, like WCW Backstage Brawl.
The Sims.
You know what this house is missing? Roddy Piper.
Did you ever see the wife swap episode he did?
Yes, I did, with Ric Flair.
That was hilarious. I just will never forget the moment when, like, Roddy Piper's jaw dropped and he said, my wife is with Ric Flair.
Yeah. But no, one of the things that have kind of put me off with this, with buying it, and maybe you can help, I have no idea, is that I want to do... I wanted to do it with 13, but never figured it out. But I want to do an LP with it.
Right.
Where I would play, like, each show on the day that they were. Like, so I would do Raw and put the video up on Monday, SmackDown on Friday, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But we only have, like, one TV in the house, and it is nowhere near my computer. So I'm trying to figure out how to, like, play my Xbox on my computer.
Uh-huh.
And use the video capture that I have built in to record it, but I don't know how.
What you have to do is rearrange your room. Like, move shit closer.
Well, no, they're, like, in completely different rooms. Plus, I have this big fuck-off TV, so it would not fit in the office, and I can't bring my computer in the front room.
Right.
And so it's like...
I mean, like, I've got a Hapage, and that's what I record all my stuff with. Elgato's are supposedly pretty good.
But you need you need another TV for that, though.
Yeah. I mean, does your monitor have an HDMI port on it?
It doesn't.
Never mind.
And I've seen the ones where, like, they're like TV tuners that you can plug in, but you can only do those in standard definition.
Yeah. I honestly don't know what to tell you in that scenario. It sounds like shit just needs to be moved around, but can't be.
Yeah. Or, like, our good listeners, Tarv, could donate some money so that I could get, like, a small TV for my office.
Tarv, go buy a footy pajama.
What?
Go buy footy pajamas.
Why?
I'm telling Tarv to go buy footy pajamas so you can get a little TV.
What?
From the ARG store.
Oh.
Keep up.
Go buy footy pajamas. How does that get me a TV? Go buy footy pajamas, Tar. Damn.
God, does nobody keep up with my genius?
No one's fucking listening. So yeah, it's like that. That's kind of put me off of buying the game just because I wanted to do an LP with it. But first, I would need to buy like some expensive machine to record it with.
Story of your life. I mean, a Hapage is only like $200.
I know, but I don't have like a spare $200 to blow on it.
You better start drawing some doodly porns.
Yes.
Everyone buy Mike's doodly porns.
Buy my doodly porns.
Twitter.com/ no dice Mike doodly porns.
Doodly porns. Do I need to like register that now?
I feel like doodly porns is a good business. Is doodly porns a word that anybody's using? God, I'm gonna regret Googling this. Doodly porns. That's a guy getting fucked in the asshole. He seems to be enjoying it, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a man who appears to be balancing on a dildo that is inside his ass.
Good times.
I did not expect this to come up from this. Oh, my God, dude, that's not going to fit all the way down your throat. You're gonna choke on that, sir. That's, that guy is far too old for you. Okay, closing that window.
You made it further than I did.
You would doodly, no. No, this is stupid. You don't type random terms into Google like this.
I would have stopped at the, that's a guy fucking another guy in the ass. I wouldn't have even gotten to the dildo or, oh God, that's not going to fit down your throat. But, yeah, I'll draw anything you want, for real.
For $30.
I'll draw for 10, just anything, really anything.
He'll do it for a pack of peanuts if the time of day is right.
No, I don't like peanuts. And I need money.
Clearly you have never been a starving artist.
Maybe that's why I'm fucking everything up. I've never been starving.
You should be starving. Stop eating.
I'm going to stop eating. My parents are going to be like, Mike, we can provide for you. You don't have to actually starve. It's like, no, I need to become a real artist.
This is how I unlock the art within.
No, I tried doing that, and I didn't get enough money to draw the doodly porns. I don't have enough people who know about me who want doodly porns. God damn it!
Why does nobody want Mike's doodly porns? Why does nobody want to buy at No Dice Mike's doodly porns? Somebody buy his doodly porns.
Are you Googling this or
tweets?
Okay. I thought you were Googling all that.
I wonder if one of my followers would be like, doodly porns, you say?
Doodly porns?
Doodly porns?
Well, well, I did not know that the internet had pornography. Where the fuck have you been?
Porn on the internet? No, no, no. That's madness.
Yeah.
Damn, this isn't going to work out. Shit.
So is doodly porns going to be the title of this one?
Probably. I'm disappointed. I was going to say, hey, Mike, let's talk about wrestling. And then I was going to have the Ultimate Warrior theme play up. And since I was going to hit play and then say, hey, Mike, let's talk about wrestling, it was going to be timed out perfectly. But I do not have that sound file loaded into my thing.
You just fail at all the sound effects.
Hey, Mike, let's talk about wrestling. Bum, 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 there's, reportedly nuclear heat on Ryback.
I read that that was released, that he had heat to, get a smark reaction and get, like, bump up the buy rate for Hell in a Cell. It's not true.
No, I mean, like, I read it after Hell in a Cell.
No, it came out before Hell in a Cell, and it's since been debunked that they released it so that the sheets would pick up on it, and it would probably bump up another few dollars for Hell in a Cell, but it's not true.
So you're telling me it's not a case of carelessness?
No.
Please tell me, did you read that story?
What story?
Supposedly there was it was like Ryback and Cesaro, I think? Is that a match that happened? I feel like that's a match that happened.
It probably did.
It was Ryback and Cesaro, and supposedly, like, right after the match, you know, Ryback had, like, botched something terribly and nearly killed Cesaro, and supposedly, like, after the match, you know, Triple H came up and told Cesaro what a great job he did, and then afterwards he, like, got up in Ryback's face and was just like, carelessness! And walked, you know, and fucking lays into him. But what was great about it was the story was written like he literally, like, walked up, high-fived everybody, looked at Ryback and yelled, carelessness! And then walked off with no explanation. It's kind of the new burying time meme on fan forums. Which is a really funny meme because somebody did the, create a wrestler, the, like, because in 2K, or WWE 13, I want to call them all 2K now. In WWF 2K in your house. because in WWE 13, 92. In WWE 13, you could, like, take a wrestler and give them another wrestler's entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, of course, people are like, oh, look, we're so cutting edge, we gave the Undertaker Kelly's entrance. Somebody gave Triple H Scotty Two Hotties. And he comes in looking like he's shoveling dirt on his way to the ring. it's funny.
Yes, earlier this week we reported heat on Ryback. An update. This following Monday's Raw, high-level WWE source informed WrestleZone that recent producer meeting saw Ryback buried. Wow.
Told you. Yeah, suck it.
Yeah,
that was today. I knew I had read it in the past. I just didn't realize it was, like, yesterday.
No, because I read it, like, right after Hell in a Cell. They were saying, oh, we reported that he had heat, but it turns out it's not real.
Yeah, there we go. Look at how he got buried on Monday, being beaten and tapped out after being put through a table in 5 minutes, which is crazy. They squashed Ryback about as fast as he squashed the Mathletes. You know why they called them the Mathletes, Mike? Because two is better than one. And then Ryback missed his cue, and they just kept going, two is bet for, like, 5 minutes. Two is better than one. What a great moment that was.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, why he's safe, though. Producers and backstage agents, but not necessarily Vince McMahon himself, feel Ryback is awkward and not safe.
Yeah. Vince goes, I think he's all right. Let's focus on destroying this Daniel Bryan kid some more.
Yeah, I remember reading that he was okay, and now they're saying that, and that's why, because Vince still likes him, even though everyone else hates
him. Well, see, I always just imagine Vince is delusional, and I imagine it's something like, Ryback's fine, I think he's great, he's no Skip Sheffield, though.
Oh, yeah.
What did you, because I noticed you didn't tweet through Raw, bastard, I was actually around and everything.
I saw that, like, when I got home, I saw the post about, hey, we're going to be tweeting through Raw, awesome. No, that was...
That's why I called you Poop-tacular.
That was the day that we went to the zoo, and then we went back to, like, Matt's place and hung out and watched movies and shit.
Hey, everybody, it's my only off day. I'm going to tweet through Raw. What are you doing, Mike? Oh, I'm at the zoo. This sucks. I'm so tired. You missed Damian Sandow.
I read the reports.
Failing.
Yeah.
And it was so stupid, because... Like, you could tell right away Sandow was not going to win, because he jumps in the ring, he beats the shit out of Cena, he cashes in his contract, and it goes to break. And you're like, so, I mean, like, he's going to have the belt when we get back, right? Because, you know, he's going to just throw Cena in the ring and pin him, and then they come back in, and the match hasn't started yet. It's just like, Cena's doctor's trying to stop him from doing it. I'm like, well, Sandow should stop from doing it now, too, because Cena's, like, took a nap.
Oh, God. No, I knew Sandow wasn't... Like, when was it? I saw him on Superstars, and I was like, this is why he's not going to win. It's like, back when, like, even when they were burying Jack Swagger when he had it,
yeah.
He was not on, like, the hour-long syndicated shows. He was still on Raw and SmackDown every week. Even though he was losing, he was still on the main shows. And Sandow hadn't been on the main shows, like... consistently for weeks, and the first match that he had in weeks was on Superstars. I was like, no, this is why he's not going to win.
Yeah.
He did win his Superstars match, though.
Damian Sandow becomes the second person to lose the Money in the Bank championship, or to lose their Money in the Bank championship cash-in, but only the first to lose it via pinfall. Cena lost his last year, but it was via disqualification. Which is weird, because I thought for sure they were going to, like, run with John Cena, the only failed Money in the Bank winner.
Oh, now Sandow is the only real failed Money in the Bank.
Yeah, now they can just be like, ah, Cena's DQ, that doesn't count.
That's not real.
It's not real. Sort of like when they ran that article about Cena chasing the World Heavyweight Championship, and they were like, he hasn't held the title, he's been on a 1,045-day dry streak. And it's like, well, what was he doing 2 weeks ago? Didn't he have the belt, like, just the other day?
He hadn't held the World Heavyweight belt. Which, that... they need to get rid of the two belts.
I'm hoping the WrestleMania will have a title unification.
Really need to. It's like... when I just try to explain it to my father and watch his head spin.
Yeah.
That's why to get rid of two top belts, because it's just confusing to people who aren't watching every week.
Without a brand split, it's pointless to have two top belts. Get rid of that. Bring back something stupid. Bring back, I don't know.
No, they need to get rid of belts. They have too many now.
They have five.
They have the WWE World, IC Intercontinental Tag Team Divas. They need to get rid of the mid-card, one of the mid-cards and one of the top belts.
They need to have a IC and US unification, and they need to do a WWE and WHC unification.
Yes. But they don't need to bring back another belt. They don't need to, like, people want them to bring back the hardcore belt. They don't need to do that. But, what?
That'd be so, what, buh? No, you just went silent for a second.
Oh, sorry.
It's raining, so my internet's taking a shit. I keep seeing people want to bring back the Intercontinental, or the hardcore belt, but, I mean, why?
I mean, in today's climate,
you can't really do a hardcore match.
Well, it would be like it was right before it died, where it was all, like, they're beating each other with, like, cookie sheets and shit, and it's not, it's barely, like, quote, hardcore.
It would ultimately devolve into El Torito versus Hornswoggle.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, might actually be a really good match.
Especially if they bring back, and you know, the 24/7 thing.
The only interesting thing about the hardcore title, and yet also makes for the most confusing title lineage you've ever tried to keep up with. Because, I mean, that thing would change hands, like, five times in the course of 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, all recognized title reigns.
Because wasn't there one where I think it was, like, Spike Dudley had it, and then somebody pinned him, and then that guy got pinned, and then that guy got pinned, and then that guy got pinned, and then Spike Dudley got up and pinned that guy and left the ring, and, like, nothing changed. Yep. But they had five new champions in 2 minutes. Like, what? Mm-hmm.
Well, then they also, like, at, I want to say, WrestleMania 16, they had the big hardcore battle royal.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, And I don't know if they recognize all the reigns that happen within the match, but it was like the title could change hands as many times as it had to within that match, but then whoever had it at the, or when the timer ran out, was considered the champion.
Right.
Some screwy bullshit. And, yeah, it's just, that's what it's going to come down to if they bring that back, so I don't want to see it back. It's not going to be the hardcore that people want it to be. It's going to be a comedy gimmick.
It's not going to be Mankind and Terry Funk freaking killing each other every week.
No.
Let's see. Hardcore Battle Royale for the WWF Hardcore Championship. Rules of the match are as follows. The match would go on for 15 minutes. Championship could exchange hands an unlimited amount of times during the time limit, and the final wrestler with the Hardcore Championship would win the match and remain the Hardcore Champion. First exchange occurred after Taz pinned Crash, which proceeded with Viscera pinning Taz. The third exchange occurred after Funaki pinned Viscera. However, Funaki was then pinned by Rodney. The fifth exchange after Joey Abs pinned Rodney, which proceeded with Abs being pinned by Thrasher. The seventh exchange after Pete Gas pinned Thrasher, though Gas was then pinned by Taz. The ninth exchange after Crash pinned Taz, which proceeded with the final exchange as Hardcore Holly pinned Crash, and thus Hardcore Holly won the Hardcore Championship.
So who was it that pinned Taz right after the match started?
No, Taz pinned Crash, and then Viscera.
You mean Viscera?
Pinned Taz. Viscera, whatever.
I just like the way you said that.
And then Nathan Frazier Jr. Mabel, Big Daddy V.
Oh, God. But yeah, I don't want them to bring that back. I don't want them to bring back any of the special belts. Like, don't bring back the Cruiserweight belt, because you know what's going to happen to that.
Hornswoggle versus El Torito every week on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. And then don't bring back the Hardcore belt. Don't even bring back, the European belt, because you only need one actual mid-card title. I don't know why they had that stupid fucking thing. But, yeah, it's like, they need to get rid of belts. They don't need to bring in any new ones.
They should just let Zack Ryder defend that internet championship.
No.
No?
No. You should finally can Ryder.
Are you not a part of the Ryder Revolution?
I thought of what he did, where he managed to build a fan following despite never being used on television.
Uh-huh.
But he's not that good a worker, and his gimmick bugs the shit out of me.
It is a ridiculous gimmick.
I think it would be great if he was a heel, because
he was a heel for years, and nobody liked him.
But then it's like, well, if you're going to do this kind of cocky Long Island gimmick, it needs to be a heel.
Right.
It's like, it doesn't work as a face, because then you just look like a doofus, which he has. And, his work is okay, but I'm not a big fan of it. I don't enjoy watching him, necessarily. And that could be WWE putting restrictions on him, because I know that they say, go out there and do good, but don't do as good as the next match. But it's like, I'm not a fan of his.
You just need the radio to tell you everything you know. Do you like to sing with the radio?
No. Stop it.
Sorry. What if Zack Ryder came out and he was like, woo, 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 let's do the skip rope.
No, I was actually really excited when, he had cut his hair, and they were saying that he was going towards a character change.
When he started growing it out, yeah.
I was like, good, he can finally be, something else, because this character has run its course.
He can go back to being an edgehead.
Right. Okay, well, good, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know, if they're not letting him do anything, and they keep talking about wanting to do something with the, with the freaking tag division, they seriously should just let him and Hawkins team back up.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, it's not hurting anybody.
Is Hawkins still employed?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there he is, yeah.
Is he still... Oh, there we go.
Oh, there he is, yeah.
Oh, Kurt Hawkins.
Still have Primo and Epico and Diego and Francisco or whatever the fuck that idiot... God. We know that they're the same guys! Fernando.
Kurt Hawkins and Unico briefly teamed up. Oh, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. Never mind.
And then I liked that Kane took off his mask again.
Yeah.
Glad they did that.
I hope we now get, Kane in a suit coming out to argue on behalf of the Authority. Because, you know, he's like a politician in real life.
Yeah. And I don't care what they do with him, just so long as he doesn't wear that stupid mask anymore.
Maybe we'll finally get Green DX Kane on Monday.
Why?
Because, like, Stephanie's like, this is what I made the monster do. That pissed me off about the end of Raw, too, when the Big Show was out there, like, terrorizing everybody. And I was like, wow, if only Stephanie had just had, like, a 7-foot-tall big red monster pledge his allegiance to her, this wouldn't be a concern. What a shame that didn't happen. Probably my second favorite observation about stupid wrestling things I've noticed on Twitter. The first being when Brock Lesnar was beating up Triple H while the entirety of New Generation X hung out backstage. Like, God, if only he had, like, 5 close friends who were nearby.
Hey, they got their payday. They don't need to go out there.
They were going to run out and save him, but they were too busy listening to X-Pac regale stories of China. Let's see. Think this may be the most absurd editing of Chris Benoit so far from the Money in the Bank anthology. Anyone who has gotten it knows that he somehow teleported from backstage into the ring at WrestleMania 21. He's not in the ring with a Fink who makes intros at the start of the match, yet he magically shows up before Edge turns around before Kane's entrance.
Wait, so in the Money in the Bank anthology, he's in the match, but they don't
he's
show
in the
his,
match,
his entrance?
His entrance or his name, he just shows up in the match. Now, there are pictures surfacing. His son, David Benoit, is training with David Hart Smith. Oh, don't be that guy, Mike. Give the kid a chance.
No, I'm not saying that he's going to suck. In fact, if he's anything like his father. But there's a dark cloud now. And
it's, I mean, I acknowledge this dark cloud. I've also, I mean, I don't... I never get listened to in these debates because I'm the guy who says, maybe we should just finally fucking talk about this and learn from what happened. When everybody else just goes, yeah, fucking killer, ignore him. Wipe him from the history books.
See,
well, it's like, I understand they can't celebrate Chris Benoit, but they've just been kind of brushing it under the rug, so to speak, and no one's having a discussion about what actually happened.
Right, well, they don't need to discuss it on television.
Right. Well, no, I think we've got a really great learning experience to go from right here. They keep talking about the dangers of wrestling. Here's a guy who had the brain of a freaking 80-year-old man with Alzheimer's when he died. Here's a man who went crazy because he did put his body on the line for wrestling. And rather than saying, this is a very real concern and we're going to learn from this and we're going to correct it, they just went, that never happened.
Well, I mean, they've been taking steps to try and minimize the damage that guys take.
Uh-huh.
Like, they've outright banned chair shots to the head.
Right.
Then they have to, like, they're more stringent with their physicals and stuff like that, especially with the wellness testing as well. And it's like, so they're not ignoring it. Like, the company is not ignoring what happened to Chris Benoit. And they're trying to take steps to make sure that that doesn't happen again, or at least minimize.
Right.
But I don't think, it's like, they don't need to come out on television and say, like, because of Chris Benoit, now we can't hit each other in the head.
No, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying it'd be a great opportunity to take that story, do something with it. Not shy away from it. As far as David Benoit goes, there's going to be a cloud, and my greatest fear would be that they would do something stupid. Vince McMahon would be like, yeah, we'll fucking sign Chris Benoit's son and then do something fucking stupid like he has a tendency to do.
Well, if they, like, first off, I don't see them hiring him at all.
Who knows? He's real tight with Jericho.
That doesn't matter.
But he's Jericho.
Jericho doesn't have that much pull. But
he's Jericho.
It's like,
if I start responding to all of your questions with that, how long would it take you to get, like, just furious?
I'm close. But but it's like, first off, I don't see them hiring him just because of that. If they
right.
do, they will change his name and they won't mention that he's the son of Chris Benoit.
No, they absolutely wouldn't. I mean, it'll get out eventually. I'd say we just give the kid a chance. He might just wind up in Japan and become a big deal over there. He may just screw around for a little while and decide he wants to go be an accountant. I don't know.
And honestly, for him,
Yeah.
I would say that the best thing that he could do is change his name.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He wants to make it in wrestling. Sure, he's Chris Benoit's son, but if he's actually serious about making it in wrestling, kind of wipe the slate clean. Don't have that be the first thing that people think about when they hear his name. Because that is going to be the first thing they think about when they hear Benoit.
Right.
It's like, just, even if it's like, you don't need to officially change your name, but just come up with a gimmick, and that is your name from now on. You are no longer David Benoit. You are David something or other. David,
I'm trying to think of something now.
That'd be a kick.
David, you're now David Tinwob.
I was trying to think of Nancy Benoit's name. Yeah, he's David Sullivan. He's the son of Kevin Sullivan.
They could really be an asshole and hire him and call him Joe Hennig. Curtis Axel's like, wait a goddamn minute. They're like, you're Curtis now. You're
Curtis Axel. We own Joe
That's
Hennig.
Joe Hennig.
He's Joe Hennig now. You had
to a perfect plex. Curtis Axel. There's somebody who dropped the ball repeatedly.
Sadly, I just think that they don't know what to do with him.
I mean,
they don't. It's like they want to do something with him because everyone likes him.
Yeah, it's clear everyone likes him. It's clear WWE has a lot of faith in him. He's the guy that helped The Rock retrade for WrestleMania,
right,
for Christ's sake. So I mean, he's clearly got something, but they're just like, put him with Heyman.
But even that shit the bed.
Grow a beard, and when you walk out, like, hold your arms by your chest and do this weird kind of like you're ripping your nipples off. And yell a lot.
Remember how your father used to rip his nipples off and yell?
No, you don't, because he was perfect, and you're not.
Yeah, it's a shame that he's not better.
Yeah.
Like, I think he catches a lot of shit, and I think that that's because his dad was so good. But it's like, he's decent. He's not the worst, he's certainly not the best, but he's capable of doing what he does. But it's like, they just don't know what to do with him, and they don't, it's like, he knows what he's doing in the ring, everyone backstage kind of likes him, he's a good hand, but, like, actually writing an angle around him doesn't really work.
Right.
So, I feel bad for him, personally.
So, I'm, presently scrolling through a thread about WWE 2K14, and I'm seeing a slew of people reporting they pre-ordered, but did not get the code for the Ultimate Warrior.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, you pre-ordered and you got the code to get, because Warrior was DLC with pre-order.
Because there were some that it was the Biker Taker was the DLC with pre-order.
Mm-hmm. It was, I think Ultimate Warrior was at GameStop or something like that. Oh. Some, and then, I mean, they did like the Phenom Edition. I think the Phenom Edition had Biker Taker with it. It came in like a big coffin.
Right.
And that was, I mean, that was really, like, the only thing notable about it. It came with Biker Taker, and it came in a big coffin. It was like a cardboard coffin. It was kind of fucking stupid.
But there's gonna, like, Ultimate Warrior's in the game anyway.
Yeah.
So, having the DLC really doesn't matter. You'll get him. Just chill your tits.
Oh, no, you gotta download the DLC to play as him.
But he's part of the WrestleMania thing. It's gonna be, like, I don't remember if it was 12 or 13, but there was one where it was like, if you pre-ordered it, you got a download for, I think it was The Rock.
But that was 13.
But then as you play the game, you unlock The Rock anyway.
Okay.
So it was like, yeah, if you pre-ordered it, then you can play as Rock right from the beginning, but he's in the game, and if you don't get it, then you'll still get him anyway. It doesn't matter.
WWE 2K14 Phenom Edition pre-order includes exclusive 10 coffin box. It's a 10, my bad. Collectible art card, personally autographed by The Undertaker, the American Badass in-ring, in-game ring entrance and attire, an Undertaker-themed controller skin, WWE Undertaker The Streak Disc 1.
So you don't get the full set.
You get, like, 3 matches. Access to Ultimate Warrior playable character, and my favorite inclusion in the WWE 2K14 Phenom Edition, you do get a copy of WWE 2K14.
That's nice.
I think it would be really hilarious if you ordered all that and it didn't come with 2K14, and they were like, well, no, what'd you think you were getting? We gave you a Blu-ray and everything. Tick, 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 tick,
Let's see here. Huh. I Some of these are saying that you can't get him. Some are saying that he will come out. I don't know.
Wow.
Give us answers, 2K14.
Just give us Warrior!
Or there's just a code generator to get it in. Anyway.
Wah, wah, wah.
Whatever. I think he's in the game somewhere.
40-man Royal Rumble with all cause. This guy's cause are Ghostbuster, Hulk Hogan, Kane. Wait, okay, it's not all cause. Ghostbuster, Hulk Hogan, Kane, Rey Mysterio, The Pyro, Sergeant Slaughter, Yokozuna, Goldust, Michael Myers, Bray Wyatt, The Incredible Hulk, Zeus, Bam Bam Bigelow, Demolition Axe, Big Boss Man, Bigfoot, Crush, Will Smith, Kamala, Demolition Smash, Hades, Carnage, Lightning Thunder, Duke Nukem, Hagar, Walter White? Undertaker, Mini Bones, Hannibal Lecter, Hannibal is misspelled, Animal, Abdullah the Butcher, Hawk, Freddy Krueger, Zangief, Sagat, Abyss, Pinhead, Jason Voorhees, and Starman. I don't know, that's a pretty good Carnage call. I gotta give him some credit for that.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. Good radio. Mike, any final thoughts?
Hocus Pocus is not a great movie.
We didn't even get to discuss why you don't like Hocus Pocus.
We can do it now, whatever.
Okay, go.
I don't like it.
Awesome sauce. I don't really care for it either. It's not terrible, not great. I don't get why everybody feels the need they have to watch it every Halloween when you could watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
No, it's like, when it came out, I remember seeing commercials for it as a kid, and I didn't give a shit then.
Uh-huh.
As years went on, people were like, every Halloween I watch this movie, it's just these witches, it's called Hocus Pocus. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember when that came out, whatever. Then a couple years ago, I actually sat down and saw it and was like, wow, this is the movie that everyone loses their shit about watching every year? Like, people suck. But it's like, the movie is okay, but every time someone suggests, like, oh, it's Halloween, we gotta watch Hocus Pocus, I'm like, there are about a dozen movies that I would rather watch.
A dozen, you say?
Yes.
Do you know those dozen movies off the top of your head?
Anything that's not Hocus Pocus.
There we go. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more episodes of Room Full of Nerd Stuff and also ARG, the podcast where everything is shit, over on thehomeworld.net. You can find Mike on Twitter at NoDiceMike. You can also follow him on his wrestling thing at NDM Poop Poop Poop. It's NDM Wrestling. Go tweet him and buy his doodly porns.
Doodly porns!
Doodly Pons! This has been the Mike and Chris Feel Like They're Going to Die cast. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.